I think I have, I mean, I maybe like her the least. Right. So this time we thought, at first we considered talking about the election, but we both realized we weren't ready yet.
I don't want to.
We are still processing. There's like the processing, you know, signal going on in our brains at the moment. It's a little too fresh still. So we are going to go in the opposite direction and talk about reality TV.
Honestly, our favorite subject.
It's one of our favorite subjects. We talk about it all the time. And it's a guilty and even a not so guilty pleasure. We just openly, I have no shame about it.
I think it used to be a guilty pleasure for me. And now I am like hardcore reality TV, specifically The Housewives, is highbrow and some of our best forms of entertainment.
It's some of our finest drama at the moment, really. Like, because it's real life drama. Even though we know there's performance and we can see it, and I could call particular people out as being more performy than others, Lisa Rinna. But, you know, we're still witnessing people go through, and women go through, like, things that women go through.
Oh, 100%. And I mean, now there's more and more queer representation. Shout out Kyle. Literally, that storyline is the whole reason I got Dev to watch. And Dev has now gone back through all of Beverly Hills season one.
Amazing.
All the way through, is caught up, is like,
yeah,
probably sad that they're missing this podcast.
I'm on the season, I think it's season 11, I can't remember, where Erica's getting divorced from Tom. And it struck me in one of the headlines that they showed, it said, Erica Jane's husband, Tom, is getting sued, blah, blah, blah. But I loved that it was referencing Tom in relation to a woman.
Oh,
because
yes,
it's
so
always
good.
Historically been the opposite. It's so-and-so's wife, or so-and-so's girlfriend. And so I just love the centering of Erica.
Yes.
There, even though, like, I know technically she's the famous person, she's a celebrity, but he's also a high-powered lawyer. People know who he is. So I love that it was centering her, even though, I mean, not that it was centering her because of the lawsuit per se, but the fact that they were referencing him as in relation to a woman, because it's, like I said, historically been the opposite. Women are always like the peripheral figure.
For sure. And it's, I think it speaks to the power of the franchise itself, because even just the premise of housewives, and like if we think about historically what that word means and how people see it, you think of, you know, the motherly figure at home taking care of the house and the family and all of that. And so I think, and so a lot of these women, initially, if you go back earlier seasons, they might have had like, oh, some like hotshot husband or this and that. And the show has come so far now that like the housewives and like stand on their own. Like,
yeah,
the franchise of it, the fame of it, the like, yeah, it's great. It's what we already knew about women and like their worth and all of that, but now it's just like obvious.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, not to be a total nerd, but
go.
But the term housewife before industrialization wasn't a thing. It was just housework, because the majority of the work that men and women did, obviously very heteronormative world, the women that they did was always either in the home or on the land associated with the home. And it wasn't until like we got basically homes being industrialized, people starting to buy products, that those things ended up replacing the work that men typically did in and around the home. And it left the work for women.
Amazing.
And in fact, it made them have more things to do, bigger houses to clean, more food to make. Baking was started to be a thing. Like, yeah. So it became women's work. But previous to that, it was something that was shared by both sexes in the home.
I love that. Well, I think too with the like franchise housewife, like they are in on the joke.
Oh yeah,
these women have wine companies, brand deals. Like the house, they're the furthest thing from the, you know, that kind of historic, or not even that historic per you, like view of what a housewife is, which I fucking love. Like, go off, get it.
Yeah. I also love how men are not only so peripheral in the show, but how they are very, like, what's the word? Very obviously unwanted in certain cases, where it's like, They're at the side of the dinner table.
They're
like
the
none
cooks.
Of they're the, and yeah, they're the cooks. They're the exactly. Harry's being the cook, the chef. Mauricio's just at the corner of the table, barely participating. PK tries to get in an argument on Dorit's half, and everyone shuts him down. Like, and then Aaron tried to do that with Aaron and Denise. Same thing. Unwanted. Yeah. Like, this is not welcome. This is women having conversations and you are not welcome here. This is our thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I kind of love.
It's so good. And it's like, not only is that the case on the show, but it's also was my experience. Like, my first entry into housewifedom was like basically when I lived in LA, like a group of pals were watching and they're like, we just get together and like, you know, watch, I think it was The Bachelorette or Housewife, like, you know, at the time. And that was like the way, it was just the excuse to hang out, but it's of like, and drink wine and whatever and be with your friends. But now it's evolved to the point where like, we're watching it and like, I mean, we've watched it together and we like pause the show so that we could like break down what is happening on like a societal level, psychologically. There, the springboard conversations that happen from these women being on display is just like phenomenal.
Yeah. And I think, you know what, this is something I need to do more research on, but gossip, the idea of gossip being negative connotations around gossip, I think have come from the fact that it's seen as something that women do. It's this idea of like talking. So I think it's one of those things that has been given a negative light because it's something that women do. It's like been looked down upon because it's not seen as a man, something like within a man's realm.
Not to get nerdy back on you.
Yeah. Do you know more than I do? Because
gossip is actually, if you go back far enough, it was like integral to our evolution as a society because people used gossip to know where the, you know, watering holes were or where the good hunting areas were, which people to avoid, who was dangerous. And it was actually this thing that helped us evolve as a society.
I love it. Look at that. And look at us evolving even more through before gossip. Your very eyes.
Okay, so what in the housewife world, or let's stay in the housewife world. In the housewife world,
I'm hardcore Beverly Hills.
You're
right,
hardcore.
Now. Oh yeah. I'm diehard this right now. I need to see it through to the end. I need to see how this all.
I think it's
season 11. Yeah.
Which honestly, okay. So this show has been on for over a decade now, which is like, also plays into itself, which is so amazing because now they have footage and like stories. Like these women have history going back, some of them over 10 years.
Yeah.
It's like,
which is, and so
now
cool
feeds
to
itself.
See. Yeah.
Like the show used to just kind of be its own thing, but now it's like, I don't know. It's like, I'm not sure I'm explaining what my point is right, but
I know. Yeah. I think I know what you mean. Like, about the fact that there is this documented history of the show and the relationships and the dynamics, and I think that's also part of what's so interesting about it is that we see, you know, especially with the Richards sisters, there's years when her and Kim aren't good. There's years when her and Kathy aren't good. There's years when like they're in and out. And that rings true to people's relationships often with family, right? There's things that get in the way of those. But then at the same time, you see ultimately everyone still loves each other. They're just like, because of the human condition, we can't always get along.
Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't change the fact that there's love there. Just, it's like our own wounds and our own insecurities and our own, you know, max out capacities or whatever that gets in the way of people being able to actually connect the way they want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, you said something interesting as well when we were talking about this. I think we were housewife evangelizing to Deb's
yeah.
fam.
Yeah.
And how, what was it? My brain. Do you remember?
Which part?
I got distracted.
He's a feed.
Oh, when I wanted to talk about how like the stuff of like being in or out of the show.
Oh yeah,
like yeah.
I mean, it's fascinating when they bring new characters on, new people on.
Do you like that we call them characters?
Characters. I mean, it's like I know they're real people, but they are deliberately bringing new people into their circle because mm-hmm. they're a new character.
But and yeah, it's like also they don't have a choice in who these people are. But then there's also still this like idea of like, oh yes, this is like a 2 degree of separation friend and we are this friend group.
Yeah.
And they are because they're connected by this thing that no one else is experiencing.
For sure.
But then they also aren't.
Yeah.
And it's like there's this whole like culture that I think is just super fascinating within each like year or era mm-hmm. of Housewives around like the rules between different franchises. Like, I mean, you're in Beverly Hills. Should we talk about Vanderpump?
Oh yeah, I have to say, LVP
Lisa
short form. I mean, I was pleased at her downfall.
Yeah,
I must say because it just suddenly became, you know, people became unable to ignore the fact that she has set people up historically mm-hmm. and she never wants to look like her hands are dirty. She cannot apologize. She has no self-awareness. Like,
and she won't let like her whole self be in it.
Oh
like,
yeah.
To
no.
me, it's like she breaks the rules of
you're
it,
right.
Of like, hey, if it's talked about in something, then all bets are off.
Yeah.
Like they can have, and like there are things that are off limits, like kids or whatever. But once it's in, it's yes. in, and she could not handle that.
No, she couldn't. She was more than happy to give everybody else like to drill them with 20 questions.
Yeah.
But could never open up about no. almost anything. Basically,
it's like the amount of control.
Yes.
That she wanted is just too much.
And that's why she, like, that was her ultimate downfall.
Yeah,
because she couldn't
work.
Handle her perception being not, being imperfect.
Yes, which is why she has spinoff shows where she's the, like, figurehead person in charge, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, she's
vaguely relevant.
Well, and then even there started to be other things that made me really see her more clearly. Like, she made a pretty transphobic comment about Erica.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I was like, also just saw the discrepancy between the appearance. She loves being given a tiara during Pride and being praised for being so queer friendly.
Yeah, it's
but then
it's
she makes
her.
A transphobic comment. Like, you're not that person that you pretend to be.
No, it's like, what serves her? What serves her image? It's just like, oh, this is all so calculative.
Yeah.
And like, look, I understand this is a show and entertainment, but the rest of the women are putting their real lives to a degree and to when they are filming on tape. Like, we have seen, I mean, if we're on Beverly Hills, we have seen deaths, we have seen births, we have seen marriages form, we have seen them devolve, we have seen lawsuits. This is real stuff. This isn't like to like bring it back to highbrow stuff. This is people on display in their flaws and warts, and she couldn't hang.
No, and you could see other cracks in her image. Like when Ken would say terrible things about her friends, and she'd just be like, don't say that, but like laugh, because she wanted him to say it. She didn't disagree with it. She didn't say, don't say that about my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they call them terrible names. And I was like, okay, right. This is actually the true self coming out is like, you're very quick to call people like terrible names and be actually quite hateful.
Yeah.
I mean, I just also love how, like, I love witnessing people's insecurities mm-hmm. and attachment issue or attachments.
Yes. Let's
come
go.
Through, right? Like, there's always people who are on both sides of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. So it's like for example, with Erica, we had Teddy mm-hmm. not being able to handle the fact that Erica was not warm to her. Yeah. Even Dorit too. Yeah. Dorit was like, what? Like trying to win her over. You see people trying to work so hard, which is a totally like, you know, anxious attachment thing.
Totally.
And then
it's like the directness, they like crumbled
yes,
under
it. Yes, they can't handle it. And yeah. they feel so personal, they feel yeah. so hurt by it. And then we see this happening later too with Sutton and Crystal, because Crystal doesn't give a fuck. Like, yeah. and Sutton's just like getting angry about it and almost just like, because you can't handle not being liked by yeah. her. And so it's just so fascinating to see. And like Kyle breaking down at anything, like she, I feel like she's getting actually more easily triggered. Hmm. In some of the later seasons.
Maybe as her life becomes a little more disabled, maybe. They're not what she like yeah. planned.
It's like quicker. Yeah. Mind you, they also always show us when they're drinking a lot, which mm-hmm. I don't love, but.
Yeah, I think initially it was like fuel for chaos, but honestly, I don't think they need it anymore.
No.
And also there's lots of folks who have drinking challenges and issues and histories with addiction and like all sorts of
right?
stuff.
Yeah.
I almost would rather they go the like... Love is Blind and dating show where they can only have drinks on dates or something.
Yeah, yeah, right? I know, but it's always like, you know, boozy dinners yeah. or whatever parties.
Yeah, don't love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's you get the full, I think why I love Housewives so much is because you get the full range of human emotions and experience on full display. Yeah. And we like to think that if we would never do those things or behave in the way that these people behave. But, like, I don't know if the camera was on 24/7 and, like, yeah. I'm sure there'd be moments where my defensiveness or would come up or inner child stuff or my ego and
for
things
sure.
would get inflated. And I think that's what's, like, so beautiful about it is because, like, even though we are so removed from them in terms of, like, class and lifestyle and all of those things, that there still is that, like, I don't know, like... connection,
yeah,
I guess.
And interesting about that too, I find it's the fact that you can't actually be performing all the time.
Yeah,
like as much as you want to be, mm-hmm. like you said, there's going to be times yeah. where something's triggered and yeah. the truth comes out, right?
Exactly.
And the real emotion comes out. Another thing that I love about the show is witnessing the broken telephone that is life.
Yes,
go. Just like. She said this, and I'm like, dude, she did not say that.
Yeah.
But then that becomes a big issue because they said this, and you're like, that's not actually what they said.
And they have it all on camera.
Yes.
So it's like, I mean, if someone came and said what, like, I said, I'm sure it would be wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot.
You can't, and it just, like, sticks to whatever inner narrative they mm-hmm. have.
Yeah.
So then it just, it morphs, it confirms whatever their fears are about
yeah.
themselves, and then that becomes what they're so, like, deeply hurt over and
yes.
then need some sort of retribution about, or it becomes, like, 8 conversations later or 8 arguments later, they're, like, still trying to work out the truth of it.
It's really interesting, too, to watch... early seasons, so when or when new people come on and they haven't quite figured out
yes.
this game yet, so there's a new era of New York Housewives,
oh,
and
wow.
they just had their first season and now they're starting season 2
mm-hmm.
and so you get like they're so fixated. I just started season 2 and they're so fixated on things from the past season of like this was said and that it's so much she said
right,
and it's because of that broken telephone and they're getting so stuck in the mud, whereas they could just be like, to quote Lisa Rinna, own it.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Oh my God, Lisa Rinna.
And they would be just free fit, like, yeah.
I think I have, I mean, I maybe like her the least. Because I feel like she is always performing.
Yeah.
Even in conflict
mm-hmm.
with a whole like over the top, own it, or I think you need to do like everything. And then she can not like someone, but
yeah.
still be like, oh, like, effusively nice to them. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, this just, I know this isn't authentic.
Yeah.
And so for her, I feel like it's very obvious that she knows she's been watched. She said it. She loves attention.
Oh, yeah.
She's a Leo, all this stuff. Like, so I think she's a Leo, unless I'm assuming. But I have the most trouble with her because she, I don't know. It feels
just the performance.
It feels it feels more performancey versus. I'm sure I like everyone's performing to some degree.
I think what happens is it's like they become caricatures of themselves.
Yeah, true.
And so long as you're highlighting things that actually exist, then it feels okay.
That's the thing, because I don't think the same thing of Kyle.
Yeah.
For example, because I think it's maybe the amping. Like Lisa Rinna does so much amping, and like I said, it's even moments when I'm like, the truth comes out later. I know you don't actually feel that way. So we can see her performing. We can see the contradictions between how she feels and what she's actually showing.
I wonder if it comes from her soap opera days.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Question. Mm-hmm. And I haven't pre-thought about this either.
Yeah.
What would your housewife intro be?
Oh my God. I need to draft that one.
We'll have to come back to that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about that one. It would maybe be something punny.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
I mean, so the thing that makes them great, it's like, funny, you know, it's the two-handers. It's like, in the game of life.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, well, we need to come up with them.
Okay.
Before we put this episode up, and we'll have them in the, in the show notes. Well, we hope that you enjoyed this little Housewives kind of levity escape from reality into reality.
And if you haven't watched it, give it a try.
Give it a go. You never know.
And this was very inside baseball. So if you made it this far, we see you. And thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Dear Queer. Just a reminder, we are not actually experts. Any advice given should actually come from our experts, who we will bring in from time to time. Music brought to you by Sean Patrick Brennan, produced by myself, Lauren Hogarth, and your host, as always, Elena Papiamis.